How did you end up starting to tour alongside your brother?
You know, we were separated by the lady, but you shouldn't call her a lady, that by the woman that he was married. She was certainly no lady. But by the woman that he was married to back in those days, you know, the late 80s, and I had gotten tired of being at home and not being on the road, so I went back to work on the road with my brother for a year. But during that year, I had more and more problems with his wife. So eventually, I just had to say, well, this won't be a good thing because they're married, and you shouldn't come between a man and his wife or make trouble. And I didn't want to make trouble, and so I just said, well, I'll just start my solo career. And then all the people in Memphis and Nashville that I knew said, well, you're too old, and you're overweight. You're never going to make it. And, of course, I never believed them because my mother taught us and made us – I wish I could do this as well for my children, but my mother taught us or made us believe that we could do anything we wanted to do. So I didn't listen to anybody, and I just carried right on. And in Memphis, I had so much competition from young, beautiful women who could sing their asses off. But you know what? At the end, and sometimes we were working in the same place, the same club, like Hernando's Hideaway or someplace. And it didn't matter how beautiful they were, and it didn't matter how great they sang. When I played and sang Great Balls of Fire, I was the biggest hit of the night. So that's how I got ahead and made a living and survived in the beginning days of when I had to start my solo career.
You've made a couple of singles for Sun Records, is that right, in the 60s, like country records?
You know, I did some recording, but it never – nothing shaking but the leaves on the trees and sitting and thinking never actually was released. And quite honestly, the way I sound on those, I don't blame Sam Phillips for not releasing them. I sing much better now. I was a late bloomer with my vocals. And you know, I did sing on one Sun single. I made it onto one single, and it was Seasons of My Heart. It was the B-side of Teenage Letter, my brother's song, Teenage Letter. So it was our first duet, really, to be released. And I was pretty young then. I don't remember exactly what age, but some of the Jerry Lee Lewis people who study my brother have said, I think, 12 or 13 years old or something. And so I was on, and that actually came out on Sun Records. So even though I don't like the way I sang it so much, I don't like it, but I'm happy that it came out because it was the only time that I was on Sun Records.
Do you remember what it was like to record it? To record there?
You know, nothing was ever hard for me when I was with my brother because he loves me so much and he's so good to me and he always has taken care of me, and I've never really been that concerned about anything I did with him. I figured it would probably turn out all right.
So it was his idea to do the duet?
It was. It was definitely his idea because, I mean, nobody really tells my brother what to do. Whenever something is happening, it's going to be his idea. And then, you know, of course, later on when we did our country recording, it was his idea and my idea. It was something we both wanted to do when we did the country album together.
So that's a pretty famous studio. Did you go to Sun and record it there?
The U.S. album that we did, that was in the days after my brother was on Sun, and he was on Smash, which is a subsidiary label of Mercury. And so all the recording that we did, our duets album and all his hits that he had on Mercury were, of course, done in Nashville.
But the one you did when you were still a very young teenager, was that one? The one that did?
I don't know if that was in the Sun studio, which is now, it's a museum now, or if we were at Sam Phillips recording studio. I don't know which one. I can't remember. Now, these guys, these Jerry Lee Lewis guys, if I had one of them sitting here with me today, they would know which studio it was, what time we did it, what everybody was wearing. And well, that, maybe not what everybody was wearing, but they would certainly know what the musicians, the time, the place. And I'm terrible with stuff like that.
That's okay. I just wondered if you had any memories of that. But then you were on the road with him for a while when you were still a teenager, right?
15 years.
What was that like?
Well, it was absolutely great. You know, I loved it, and I was protected in the early days when I was young. Whoever my brother's road manager was at the time, whoever that was, would immediately take me to the motel room. We always stayed in these little motels like Holiday Inns and stuff. And they would escort me to my room where I knew I had to stay there and be there until the next day. And the parties and stuff that they had and all the stuff they did, I wasn't involved in that. But my brother would let me sit with him until we got something to eat, because we'd always have something to eat after the show. And he'd have his road manager go out and get hamburgers and stuff for us, and we'd sit there and have something to eat, and then it was time for me to go. Away I went.
Were you ever on tour with anyone else, or was it just the two of you? Were there other people?
In those days? Yeah. In those days, I was on the road with my brother. I did sometimes get tired of being on the road. I would miss my mother because we were very close. And so sometimes I'd go home to Faraday, and while I was there, I would do little local gigs. And that is, of course, how I met my ex-husband, Kenny Lovelace, who was playing in a band called the Five Jets in Monroe, Louisiana, back in those days. And I worked with that band in a nightclub, supper club, they called them, where people would go and have something to eat and watch a show. And it was called The Rendezvous. And so I met Kenny there, and that's when Kenny became my brother's band leader. And so he's been there for, I think, 53 years now.
Oh, wow. So what kinds of songs were you singing on those gigs?
The Shadow of Your Smile was one of them. I did stuff like The Shadow of Your Smile, Strangers in the Night, you know, stuff like that. They weren't, for some reason, we weren't really doing much country. It was mostly like pop music and songs like you'd hear Frank Sinatra or somebody doing. That's very different from what I do now.
Yeah, I was going to say that's almost hard to imagine being your show with Robbie.
Not
much Frank Sinatra on your set list these days.
Oh, gosh, no.